Well, let's just lead this off. I want to get your reaction to what happened to Governor Pence. When Governor Pence went and he saw Hamilton. And I don't know how many of you actually watched the video of what happened. Now, if you did not watch the video of what happened and you've only kind of heard about it, or maybe you haven't even heard about it, if you unplug over the weekend, this is how that went. Now, this opens up, this audio here opens up with Governor Pence coming in with family to watch Hamilton. This is at the beginning. This is before the show starts. He's just walking in and the crowd's reaction. And then when the cast of Hamilton actually starts speaking to him, that is at the end of the show. After the show is over, they're doing their final bows and all of that stuff, and people are clearing out. And that's when they addressed Governor Pence. And then we want to get your reaction at 574-2595-953, because naturally a lot of people done lost their minds over what happened here.
I encourage everybody to pull out your phones and tweet and post, because this message needs to be spread far and wide, okay? Vice President-elect Pence, we welcome you and we truly thank you for joining us here at Hamilton and American Musical. We really do. We, sir, we are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir. But we truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us. Yeah. All of us. Again, we truly thank you for sharing this show, this wonderful American story told by a diverse group of men and women of different colors, creeds, and orientations.
All right, so that's what happened at Hamilton to Governor Pence. And, of course, the cast of Hamilton, they've made it very clear that there's a lot of racial animosity among that class and in that production, and they're still running ads for non-whites only and that sort of thing. And there's some white cast members, don't get me wrong. But there is a lot of reaction to what happened to Governor Pence. And I will play Governor Pence's response to all of this, and, of course, we'll cover some of the stuff that Donald Trump has said about all of this. But, you know, that's what happened. He's going to watch the play, and he's getting booed on the way in. There are some cheers. There's some people that are applauding Governor Pence for being in there, too. Whether they're supporters or just being polite, I don't know. But a lot of boos. And as we have said before, a person is smart. People are dumb. We do stupid things in groups. Now, if that was an individual, 9 times out of 10, individuals not going to boo the vice president-elect when they walk into a room. But the moment one person does it in a crowd because they're trying to play to the crowd, then all of a sudden, multiple people will do it. And as he's leaving, the show is over. You know, Hamilton actor, he pulls out a script and he starts reading from the script. And basically, we're all anxious and scared of your administration, that you won't protect us, you won't protect our children. He's saying this to, like, one of the most pro-life governors in the country. But again, it doesn't count. Children don't count if they're still inside the belly. Doesn't matter if it's 9.5 months. So you're not going to protect us. You're not going to protect our children. You're not going to protect our planet, yada, yada, yada. And then, of course, encouraging everybody to go ahead and tweet all of this out. And a lot of people very upset about this. 574-2595-953. Wanted to get your reaction to that. John, welcome to the program. Good afternoon.
Yes. I heartily disagree with you. I think as disrespectful and bigoted as Pence is, that he deserved every bit of it. He's already shown that with RFRA and all of his...
What's bigoted about RFRA?
His disrespect to gay, lesbian, and so on.
How's that disrespectful?
His passage of RFRA.
Sure, but how is RFRA disrespectful to gay people? How is it bigoted? How is it disrespectful?
Come on, Casey, you know better.
Just answer the question, John.
Tell me the man's not prejudiced and bigoted against gays and lesbians.
He's not. So tell me how RFRA is bigoted or discriminatory towards gay people.
He just.
You can answer the question at any time, John. How is RFRA bigoted and disrespectful to gay people? Why'd he hang up? Man, I have a full 6 minutes I can give that guy to try and make his case, and he hung up and he ran away. Just so you know, I didn't hang up on him. Tim didn't hang up on him. He hung up. He just ran away. Just ran and hide. Look, this is par for the course for radical leftist folks. That's just it. Hyperbole. Smearing. Character assassination. Sit there and make things up about people. That's what it is. I said, we covered RFRA extensively through the whole RFRA thing. We covered it in Michigan as well. You want to talk about fake news? It's funny. I was going to post this on social media because everybody all of a sudden is concerned with fake news. Because Donald Trump won the election, that must mean because conservative fake news is out there. Yeah, conservatives have been running fake news watchers for many, many years now. Media Research Center, Accuracy in Media, Big Hollywood, Big Media, all of these things are all designed to fact-check false stories in the media. In fact, NBC, and this went out in the newsletter this morning, NBC has been out there telling everybody that, oh, fake news has to be dealt with, fake news has to be dealt with, and then they lied about what Ryan Priebus has said about a Muslim registry. They ran with a fake headline lying about what Ryan Priebus has said about a Muslim registry. And we can, anybody, and I was going to tweet this out, anybody who attacked Governor Pence over RFRA, who is in the so-called mainstream media, they are guilty of being fake news. The people in the media who ran fake news stories about Michigan's RFRA allowing gay people, and I quote verbatim, to die in the streets because paramedics were not going to treat gay people because gay cooties, I guess, Tim? Was that the, I think, gay cooties? Can you catch being gay now? Is that a thing? Like, have they tried to establish this as being some kind of an airborne or bloodborne virus or something? It's kind of interesting that would come from the gay community, that they would say that.
I'm not entirely sure about that, but I don't know if this, I'm kind of glad he hung up because it would devolve into an argument about RFRA, and it's not necessarily about RFRA. It's about the reaction to Hamilton and Pence being there.
Which is, of course, but it's still ironic that he would call Pence hateful and bigoted when he himself called and was hateful and bigoted. Kind of interesting. 574-25-95-95-3. The rest of your phone calls coming up on Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel.
KC Hendrickson, Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel.
Your breaking news and weather station.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel. I'm your host, Casey Hendrickson. Phone number 574-25-95-95-3. So Governor Pence, he went to Hamilton and saw Hamilton was booed on the way in. It was also cheered by some people, though it seems like a smaller crowd cheered him. So he gets booed, and then at the end of the play, you know, the Hamilton actors get up there and they read a litany list of ironic stuff. Ironic because, again, there was only one presidential candidate who had actually been running for office who had said the N-word, and that was Hillary Clinton, and had used it against White House staff, nonetheless. But oh, they're concerned that Pence and Trump's administration, of course, is directed towards Pence, would not protect them, would not protect their children, again, saying this to a pro-life governor, and would not protect the planet, yada, yada, yada. And so, again, people's reaction to this. Obviously, a lot of people are very upset. First caller, again, hypocritical, but nonetheless felt that Pence deserved it because apparently Pence is a bigot. I want to remind everybody that Hamilton actually does run some pretty racist ads and have had some very colorful racial rhetoric in the past. 574-25-95-95-3, including the Colored People's Time bit that they did with Hillary. Taking more of your phone calls on this. Back to the phone lines we go. Ted, welcome to the program. Good afternoon.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Hendrickson, this people that play in the theater now on the stage, mm-hmm, or the rare mediocrities, did